He said, I'm sitting here with the Stones, and they want to know if you want to join up because Mick Taylor's leaving. And right away, I knew that I didn't want to be a sideman in anybody's group. I know I could have been an instant millionaire, but that wasn't on my mind. I wasn't starving, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good upbringing. You know, we weren't rich ever, but I had a pretty good childhood. Mm-hmm. And I never had to starve to go out and play, you know?
Yeah.
So for me to take breaks, it was kind of like a natural thing. I guess I was somewhat spoiled. I don't know. Because of the notoriety that I had in such a big way at such a young age. And then when I couldn't get a record deal, it wasn't my fault. People said, what happened? Did you just quit? No, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When I got dropped from the label, I found out that not just Johnny Otis and Shuggy Otis got dropped. About 30 years later, I'm talking to this guy in New York, right? And he knows the lowdown on it. He said, no, it wasn't just you guys. They dropped all the R&B acts and all the jazz acts when Clive Davis was ousted. So, and I learned this 30 years later. I thought I was like a bad boy or something, you know.